I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of
Hariom, everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. I think we've got a great show for you in store this evening. Jam-packed with information as usual. And at the top of the show, to give you an idea of what we're talking about tonight, the cue was, there's no they. You are them. And that's the secret. They don't want you to know. And this paradox is clearly a real key to this whole New Age movement. And we're also going to do a recapitulation of a lot of the concepts and techniques that were presented on ET Yoga over the last few months. And before we get into that, I'd like to take this time to give my appreciation and gratitude to all those listeners of ET Yoga, because it's a very heartwarming thought to know that there's so many people out there now that are tuning in to this kind of information. And clearly, this is the time for all the people that are spiritual and can handle a lot of this amazing information that's coming from channeled extraterrestrial information, as well as a lot of the great information that came from the yoga masters. And that's how come ET Yoga came about. And jumping into the information tonight, because there's going to be a lot of information, I probably will be hinting at some websites as well. So if you have a pen or paper handy, it could be quite useful this evening. If you're new to ET Yoga, ET Yoga is all about self-empowering information and also maximizing the immune system. We're open to talk about anything that deals with higher consciousness, certainly immune system material, as well as anything to do with self-empowerment. So if you have topics that you'd like to hear discussed on or talked about on ET Yoga, you can email me at paperfungo, that's P-A-P-E-R-F-U-N-G-O, at yahoo.ca, paperfungo at yahoo.ca. I also have a website up at maxwellgreensite.com, and that's Maxwell as in Maxwell House Coffee, green as in the color, site.com, and it's called Healing the Known and the Unknown. So, to get into tonight's material, there is no they. You are them. That's the secret they don't want you to know. Basically, the concept here really is that we all create our outer experience in 3D reality. And that goes on a personal level, it goes as a country level, and it goes as the whole earth. And the way I like to think of this is like a mind. Our own mind, with our own beliefs, thoughts, definitions, emotions, creates our outer experience in 3D reality. That's square one. And I think what you'll find is in programs like The Secret, which seems to be catching on, you know, around the planet, that more and more people are becoming aware of this concept. And as I've mentioned before on ET Yoga, this material is not new. It's just catching on now. Bashar, and for those not familiar with Bashar, Bashar claims he's an Esasani coming back from a future time to assist us in our transition. And Bashar is channeled through Daryl Anka. And Bashar, 25 years ago, gave us this information, all of it that's contained in The Secret. And if you go to www.bashar.org, you'll see a list of topics there and tapes and archives. And you can verify this for yourself, that all this information was channeled by Bashar to Daryl 25 years ago. And people that have been following Bashar have been utilizing this information for 25 years. So, but this whole concept of The Secret, which is that thought creates, and it's also a main topic and a main focus of much of the Pleiadian information that's coming through today. And with respect to that, I would suggest the classic, if you haven't read, Bringers of the Dawn by Barbara Marciniak. To me, that's the classic text with respect to channeling information from extraterrestrial sources. And her new book, Self-Empowerment, is also, I think, a great book. And so this whole concept that thought creates is the fundamental concept. And on a personal level, that means that we create in our outer reality our 3D experience. And I know some people would liken that to a mirror reflection. And it's not even an analogy, it's just the only difference between a mirror reflection and our 3D experience is that the 3D reflection is a 3D holographic image. So the concept here is that on a personal level, we create our own experience, and that means everything that we experience. And that's also true on a country level, and it's also true on a planetary level. And thus, what the people, for example, of a country like the United States would collectively think, as in almost like each person would be like a thought in that giant mind, or the planet with all the people creating a giant mind, that their collective thoughts, beliefs, definitions, emotions also create the experience of that particular, whichever particular group we're wanting to focus on. And thus, when we spend time complaining about others or complaining about what we are experiencing, the ironic part of it is that each of those levels, both personally, country-wise, and planetary-wise, we're creating ourselves. And the more and more people that have a positive focus, the more and more you will begin to see that positive focus reflected in the outer experience. Thus, the term, you are them. And in one respect, there is no they, because as the outer reflection, it's created from the inner thought and belief. And interesting to note on that is the Bashar comment that you always get in physical reality only what you already believe to be the most likely reality you'll get. And only when you choose to truly believe with your whole heart and soul, this really is what I'm all about. This really is the way I prefer to be. When you generate that feeling and that desire and that energy within you, then your outer reality has absolutely no choice but to reflect that inner feeling, that inner knowingness. So you can take that particular statement and apply it to all three of the divisions of personal, country, and planetary. And what I see happening today is that there are a group or numbers of people who are almost like the blueprint of a butterfly when it's in the cocoon stage, that there's a certain number of the consciousness of the cocoon that has the blueprint, the desire, the will to become the butterfly. And I clearly believe that humanity is certainly going into a new paradigm, that we are going to go through an ascension process, that Earth is going from third to fourth density, and that in this process, a number of people will be creating the new outer reflection. And I'm very pleased to be involved with a program like ET Yoga, where we have so many listeners with a higher consciousness that sometimes are looking for ways in which they can make positive contributions to this whole concept of helping to create this new outer reflection. And I'd like to quote from Bashar that you have free will and you can create any reality you desire that is being made in the image of God. Act as such, and we can have heaven on earth. And in a sense, it's the individuals collectively and their collective thought and force and power that can create this heaven on earth. And in connection to that, I would ask each of our listeners to take maybe 2 minutes a day to do the following. First, to become part of the peace clock. Bashar has started this years and years ago, and if you haven't heard about it, every day at 12 o'clock, no matter what time zone you're in, you take a minute to contribute to the thoughts of creating peace, or to meditate, or to pray, or whatever is your particular comfort in making a contribution to this collective thought. And also, as a secondary contribution, to take another minute at whatever time of day you choose and focus on effortlessly being part of the hologram that creates heaven on earth. And the more people that we have doing these concepts, the more we can make that happen in the outer circumstance. And I'd also like, in connection to that, reiterate what we had brought up on ET Yoga a few weeks back about some messages from some of the psychic children and some of the children that have been recently born on the planet that have had as much as 9 strands of DNA. And for those that are not familiar with that concept, most of the people on the planet were pretty much functioning with 2 strands. My information through the extraterrestrials has been that our DNA had been manipulated and changed so that we were intended to function with a 12-strand DNA, but currently most people function with two, and I think you can relate that this is one of the main reasons why we've been told that we are only using, you know, 2 to 5 or 10% of our brain instead of, and the other 90% is not being used. Well, I think that's the key connection. But with respect to my point about making that world and the outer reflection different, I'd like to quote from one of the psychic children. If you choose peace now and allow your minds to flow to that reality, then the political systems will adjust on their own, as you will see results of that in the world. Your emotions are the key. It is the tool you will use to draw the chosen world into your conscious experience. Your collective emotions have the ability to influence weather patterns and even end wars. You've done this many times without realizing it. If you continue claiming the world you want by feeling that world in your emotions, then it will be so. But if you continue to be influenced by the fear that is so present today, then the world will reflect that as well. And I think clearly this, you know, is totally the same thing that the Bashar is saying, that flow, that vibration, and the more people that are positive will create that outer reflection. And much of the information tonight will be connected to this concept. And another way to look at this from a personal point of view, which is certainly we can't control things that we can't control, but what we can control is our own focus. And with respect to the Earth and what we will be experiencing in the future and the near future, Bashar says, I'll put it to you this way. There are an infinite number of probable Earths, and every single possible scenario will play out, and more precisely, is playing out now, since all time is actually simultaneous. However, whatever each individual's vibratory frequency is, that is the determining factor for what probable future reality Earth they will experience. In that our civilization is communicating to this probable reality Earth, in other words, in that we are capable of having this conversation with you, then that is an indication that you are part and parcel of the probable reality Earth that will allow the positive energy, shall we say, to overbalance the negative. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having this conversation. And all the probable reality Earths that do decide to let the negative dominate in their future, we are not having conversations with in the same way at all. Now, I think, you know, you can realize from that particular quote that the main concept here is that there's going to be, you know, different reality Earths experienced by different people. And this is kind of a new concept. And the idea here is somewhat similar to a television station, that there's a number of stations that are programming all simultaneously, but we tune into the one that we want. And if you tune into the reality that you want, and with focus and with intention and with emotion, that's the channel that you are going to receive. And with respect to those beliefs and feelings and thoughts and emotions, feelings are a reaction to a belief. They are secondary to beliefs. Feelings are not the primary experience of reality. Beliefs are the primary interface. First, you believe something is true. Then you get the feeling. Then you have the reinforcing thoughts. which may reinforce the belief, and then you regenerate more of the same feelings. So, as you believe in, so do you see on the outside. As you sow, so you reap. That's what that means. The seeds you plant within yourself are what you are growing in the garden around you. And if you do not like the flowers you see growing, then change your order of seed. Plant something different, and then something new will grow. The inner is the outer, and if the order is not the way you prefer to be, or if the outer is not the way you prefer it to be, then change the inner, and the outer will follow. So if things in your life are mediocre, it is supporting your belief in mediocrity 100%. And that's all there is to it. Believe in ecstasy, and it will support you with no more effort than it supports you now. So getting back to this original concept or paradox about you are them, when you really understand this whole concept of thought creates, and from a personal and as from a collective level, that we have a group experience, that collectively we all create the outer reflection. That includes government, meaning you can criticize it if you like, but the fact is that we created it. And in order to really change the outer, there must first of all be within your belief system an absolute acknowledgement and ownership of everything in your life that you experience, both positive and negative, for you cannot change what you do not own. So if you're one of these advanced listeners out there that are interested in making change, the way to change is to take ownership for the creation. Then you can make energy and create a new outer reflection. And all situations and circumstances within your physical experience, your day-to-day reality, are basically neutral props in relation to each other and have no inherent meaning within them other than the meaning you give them yourselves. And this is another one of the fundamental concepts that we've been teaching and expressing viewpoints on ET Yoga, that outer circumstances do not come with built-in meaning. Now, this is an interesting connection, because in 3D reality, for the most part, a lot of the experience is connected to victimhood. And we've talked about this connection to victimhood by stating that if you are blaming, complaining, or justifying your circumstance, then those are indications of being in a victimhood consciousness. So the idea here would be to be aware anytime you're in one of those particular states of being. The outer circumstance is a reflection, and it comes with out built-in meaning. For example, a plate of dinner that one person is crazy about and another person just can't eat it. The same one dish can have different meanings for different people. And every single event in life is similar to that, in that we each place judgment and emotional spin on that outer circumstance. That's what gives it the meaning. So the technique that Bashar teaches is positive experience. If you want a positive experience, put a positive emotional spin on the outer circumstance. And the formula is positive emotional spin in, positive experience out. Negative emotional spin in, negative experience out. So if you're seeing a situation in the outer world that you just claim as negative and criticize, you will create yourself in a victim consciousness and have no possibility of changing that outcome and will have a negative experience from that particular circumstance. So this is one of the key concepts that we challenge people to try this technique, is to put a positive emotional spin on anything that you view as negative, because in the long run, if you give it time, you'll see that you will eventually get a positive experience from that circumstance. And even if you can't see any possible way that that can be positive, and I give one of those examples would be some of the children of AIDS that have been now born immune to disease. So even from a very, extreme negative, from many people's perspective, something beautiful did come from that. So we challenge our audience to try that technique, because it clearly works. And when you get the idea of it, this is what I call stacking the deck of life in your favor. Because when you do put positive spin on outer circumstance, it means everything can be viewed in that light. And I liken that to years ago when I used to do tarot readings just for myself, that sometimes I would view one spread of the cards as being positive and one as being negative, but after time has gone by and a little more knowledge and information, now when I if I ever do touch a tarot deck or do an I Ching, no matter what I throw or what cards are shown, I view it as positive. And if you learn to do that with every event in your life, basically it's all good. And you're basically stacking the deck of life in your favor. And the technique associated with this as well that Bashar teaches is that outer circumstances don't matter. Only your state of being matters. What state of being do you prefer? If you prefer joy, then in your imagination, see how someone in a state of joy would react to the outer circumstance, act similarly out in the world. And when he states that outer circumstances don't matter, he doesn't mean that they're insignificant. What he means is outer circumstances don't create more outer circumstances. Your inner beliefs, thoughts, emotions, definitions create more outer circumstance. And the brain in the heart, as we've indicated on ET Yoga, is 5,000 times more powerful than the brain in the head. So we emit a field, an energy field, about 10 feet from our physical bodies that's scientifically measurable. And that comes from the emotions. And thus, emotions are the key in creating your frequency. And the frequency that you put out is the frequency you get back. Now, connected with this whole concept about the outer, and it's clear that judgment is the one factor that gets us all into problems. In fact, it's probably the root cause of all problems in the outer reflection. And it may not be what you prefer, and it may be be negative from one perspective, but if you judge it, you change your vibration to the same level. Judge not, lest ye be judged. That's what that means. And also, the energy perpetuates the negative. So like when you go up against something that you would call negative, you get tangled up in it, and it actually perpetuates its existence. If you want to eventually end the negative, you need to channel your energy into a positive belief, not go against the negative. And this is a lesson that mankind, over and over through movies or through programming or whatever, just has never learned. We've always had this concept that, the good guys and the bad guys, and one overpowers the other. But it only perpetuates more scenarios down the line, just like war, that just keeps repeating themselves. And until we learn as a humanity to channel energy in a positive direction and not go against the negative, that that energy will perpetuate in itself. And preference is not really judgment. Preference is your ability to discern what you're all about and what excites you. And clearly, this whole concept, and I know it's one I struggle with constantly, is trying, because we're so programmed to make judgment. I mean, even watching a news program, I mean, most of the news, you know, implies that you make a judgment. So this is an area I think we need to really be clear about, because in from a higher spiritual perspective, you know, none of us is in a position to be to judge. We've all been every possible scenario and every possible, you know, position in life. And we really don't have any room to be judging anybody, and it's really a total waste of time. And again, it relates to this outer reflection, and it relates to us collectively making a push of positive creation, creating the type of world that we want. And when enough people do that, this other world will fall away. And that's the secret they don't want you to know. I mean, let's face it, how come there's so much money being spent trying to program everybody's thoughts, beliefs, definitions, and emotions through subliminals like in television and on the internet and in many other techniques, and very high techniques as well, even off-planet techniques, to control the thoughts, beliefs, definitions, and emotions, and basically keep the population in a state of judgment, victimhood, and fear. And I think clearly a connection to all these from a positive point of view is that when you run energy through positive beliefs that are in alignment with your higher self, those emotions of joy and excitement and love and gratitude, these are the ones that you want to spend most of your time in. And they also are the energy that creates immunity from disease. And this has been even shown in scientific experiments that AIDS patients, when they've been hooked up to machines and when they're trained to express the positive emotions, their immune systems increase something like 300,000 times. So, you know, these are the emotions that are connected to both self-empowerment and cross over into the healing area. And emotions clearly are the key to immunity from disease. And to my way of thinking, when we make a transition from third to fourth density, a disease will no longer exist. And connected to that would be the Infinity Codes of 2007, and these were channeled information coming from Archangel Michael through Celia Fenn. And I suggest you check that out on the internet. It's called the Infinity Codes of 2007, and in there is given a meditation called Activating Your DNA Template for Perfect Health and Well-Being. And you will see in there the connection to these emotions as well, of joy, excitement, love, gratitude, compassion. Those are the emotions that do activate that DNA template in your system, because the DNA template for perfect health is already in your DNA. And in connection with that is the concept that all fear is illusion. When you channel energy through positive beliefs that are in alignment with your higher self, the positive emotions are the result. And when you channel energy through definitions, beliefs that are not in alignment with your higher self, the result is fear. And if you track it down, all fear is illusion. Now, in connection to that particular concept, I try to recommend to people to go to the College of Christ Consciousness. This is a material channeled through Mother Mary by Jean Hatch. And this is not, you know, religious material. This is the ultimate truths of reality. And the ultimate truths of reality so happen to connect perfectly with the Bashar's teachings. And we did a whole show one night on Bashar, who's coming from years and centuries in our future, to the information that is in the ultimate truths of reality. And apparently this information, the ultimate truths, was kept in the mystery schools for, you know, hundreds of years, and some of it has leaked out from time to time, but there are a lot of new concepts there concerning belief, thought, definition. And these all connect perfectly with the Bashar teachings. And with respect to the crossover then between self-empowerment and the health area, maximizing the immune system, one of the new concepts that we talked about in ET Yoga are about monoatomics. And I don't hear really very much talk about monoatomics anywhere on the net. Monoatomics, a guy named Hudson, made a discovery of this monoatomic elements, and basically it was transforming gold, and when it's melted down, it forms a white powder substance called white powder gold. And there are several monoatomic elements. The key ones are rhodium and iridium, and these actually, monoatomics, are the light of life. They're the elixir of life, and actually apparently 5% of our brain is made of monoatomics. And it wasn't discovered until a few years back, because actually I think some scientists in quantum physics using spectroscopic analysis actually discovered this energy, these monoatomics, which are superconductors. And there are a transition from one dimension to the next. And some of the monoatomics, actually, the white powder gold is a concentrated form of monoatomics, but some monoatomics are actually found in a natural vegetarian diet, especially in the green vegetables. Monoatomics are in almond seeds, they're in kale, they're in eggplant, they're in certain types of carrots that are, I believe, from the eastern part of the United States, and monoatomics are in sea salt. And as I said, and one of the elements, chromium, is also found in which food would chromium? Chromium was found in beans, in green beans. And so these monoatomics, basically, they're high spin electrons, and when they come across diseased material, it not only neutralizes it, it actually reprograms the DNA. And so monoatomics, David Hudson, I would suggest going on the internet, looking up David Hudson and lectures 1, 2, and 3 if you want to know all about monoatomics. And in connection with the health, Bashar has talked about, you know, you need a good foundation for developing good health. And according to Bashar, 99.99% of all disease issues, the human body has the physical capacity to heal and cure. The problem is that we are so toxic, you know, we're so inundated with toxicities that our immune systems are overwhelmed and basically get paralyzed. And so thus, both he and Dr. Schultz from the American Botanical Pharmacy in California both concur that when people do a thorough detoxification, that about 85% of all physical symptoms disappear, and that in conjunction with that, to supply the body with proper nutrients, and actually at the American Botanical Pharmacy, they also sell a product called Superfood. And if you do a thorough detoxification and eat the superfood, you're starting to maximize the ability of your immune system to heal and protect you from outer disease. And I think this is really key, and it's one of the reasons that ET Yoga came about. We started this program because of a perceived need for people to become more self-empowering and to get out of their victimhood. And that's also the key to go from third to fourth dimension. You can't be really, you know, in victimhood and make that transition. You have to take ownership for the outer experience. In fact, Bashar, for the real, you know, our advanced listeners out there, Bashar has said that if you want to know the perspective from 4D to 3D, the idea is when you leave 3D, or even an analogy, it was when you die and you regain consciousness on an astral plane, when you look back at the world you left, that world was you. You are the dimension. When you realize that you are the dimension that you're living in, that's when you move to the next dimension. And Bashar says that his society is moving from like 5 to 6. We're moving from 3 to 4. And apparently the first 5 planes or dimensions are all physical, but the 6th and 7th are non-physical. So, you know, this is all tied, you know, together. It all connects. And clearly the health issues were another perceived thing, as well as the self-empowerment. It was perceived that, in point of fact, health is going to be a big issue, and apparently it's going to be more and more and more of an issue coming up to the year 2012. And we referred our listeners a few weeks back to some research that has been done in the Soviet Union, and that there has been some studies there concerning, you know, people that do meditation and that do very spiritual, because they change their internal time clock. And it's Uvarov is the scientist's name, and it's Valerie Uvarov. It's Uvarov, and he's head of the Department of UFO Research and Paleosciences and Paleotechnology of the National Security Academy of Russia. And he, in his latest research, has done some really research as well on some of the ancient yogic masters who apparently eventually died of cancer, that the inner flow of energy when they were connecting with higher levels actually created some biological imbalances in their internal time clocks. And he has recommended the Wands of Horus, or what we call in ET Yoga, Egyptian healing rods, and you can find these at www.egyptianhealingrods.com. And if you go into that information, what you'll see is that the healing rods help balance out your internal time clocks. And as well, they promote the activity of the higher chakras, and they boost the immune system. And I've been using these for years, and I don't mind telling you, like, they're a great tool to get a hold of. And then with respect to maximizing your immune system, because apparently health will deteriorate between now and 2010. Those in poor health will find it getting worse. So I think this is a major, major area that people need to pay attention to, is to maximizing their immune systems. And even the World Health Organization has come up with information that states that cancer will be the number one killer by the year 2010. And it's increasing at an alarming rate. And much of this is due to the overwhelming of the immune systems and the detox, and, you know, clearly a lot of things in the outer environment. In fact, next week on ET Yoga, we'll be getting into a lot of this type of information, as we're going to focus next week's show on maximizing the immune system. And I'd like to, as well, get into some amazing techniques, and one of those are the Pleiadian spinning techniques and the Pillar of Light. And these are for DNA activation. When you do the Pleiadian spinning techniques, it actually helps rebundle and activate dormant DNA, and also enables you to be a receptor of more information and data. And I'm not going to go into the details on how to do this technique the pillar of light or the Palladian spinning techniques, but you can go to maxwellgreenside.com and you can order our show for $19.95 on the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation. And the Palladian spinning techniques and the pillar of light are there on that tape, as well as the Merkaba technique. And with respect to the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation, that's another a great one for expanding consciousness. And that was a Bashar meditation, one of the most amazing ones that I've ever done. We've done it a couple times in ET Yoga. If you've heard it before, I hope you really enjoyed it. And if you haven't, like I said, you can order it quite easily at the MaxwellGreenSite.com. And it's listed under audio tapes from the ET Yoga show, and it's the one that's it's advertised as an XYZ extraterrestrial meditation. And the other techniques are on that show as well. Another one of the techniques that I think is really huge is the changing core beliefs. And you can order that at Bashar.org. And it's all about changing core beliefs, and it's a 90-day program. You connect with your dreams in the morning. You also do meditation with a jagged spiral. Bashar said he had to have special permission to bring this technique to humanity at this time. And it's an amazing, powerful technique that not too many people know about. And I've done it, and it is truly amazing. You just have to do it. Also, the power of water is certainly an amazing. It's been proven that water is a perfect reflector of consciousness. The Masuro, M-A-S-U-R-O, Emoto, E-M-O-T-T-O, Masuro Emoto, power of water discoveries. That the thoughts and emotions actually change the molecular structure of water. And if you check that out on the internet, you can actually see pictures on the internet of different emotional states and how it changes the DNA and the reflection of water. Connecting with crop circles is another one that helps to activate latent DNA. And we've been told by the crystal children that the dolphin crop circle in particular is one to check out, because it as many of the legitimate crop circles, it certainly has messages, and it activates you in ways that your mind cannot really understand. And the Dolphin Crop Circle at Alton Barnes in Wiltshire, August 14, 2002. This is a code in this crop circle that only your superconscious mind will comprehend, and it may reveal your role and how you can contribute to the world of peace and compassion. So that's, you know, one to check out. I'd also like to say that on next week's show, we're going to be talking about miracle cure for cancer, as well as maximizing the immune system. So if you have loved ones with any kind of physical issues, I hope that you will tune in to our show next week. And I'd like to at this time to wish everyone full consciousness, perfect health and abundance, and I hope you tune in next week. Good night.
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all.